Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
The Vicuñas and the $9,000 sweater. 30 years of providing the world's finest wool to the fashion house Loro Piana has done almost nothing for the indigenous people of the Peruvian Andes. By Marcelo Rocha Brun. Once a year, Andrea Barrientos, a 75-year-old subsistence farmer in the Peruvian Andes, works free of charge for the world's second richest person. She does that by joining dozens of people from her village in herding wild vicuñas for miles on a remote plain 13,000 feet above sea level and shearing them for their soft, golden brown wool. Vicuñas, big-eyed camelids that roam the southern Andes, produce the finest and most expensive wool there is. In New York, Milan, or London, the fashion house Loro Piana sells a vicuña sweater for about $9,000. Barrientos's indigenous community of Lucanas, whose only customer is Loro Piana, receives about $280 for an equivalent amount of fiber. That doesn't leave enough to pay Barrientos, whose village expects her to work as a volunteer. Loro Piana, meanwhile, is owned by the luxury conglomerate LVMH Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton and controlled by Bernard Arnault, who's worth $193 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Based in Italy, where it was founded in 1924, Loro Piana has become a touchstone brand in the so-called quiet luxury trend, made visible in shows about the wealthy. A Loro Piana cashmere baseball cap, famously worn in Succession by Kendall Roy, one of the main characters, retails in the real world for $605. Vicuñas were hunted almost to extinction in the 20th century by poachers who shot and skinned them instead of shearing them. Trade in the wool was outlawed in 1969. An international treaty later helped reinstate a legal market while dictating that income derived from vicuñas benefit indigenous Andean peoples, a historically impoverished population. Lucanas was the first community to shear vicuñas under this regime in 1994, and Loro Piana has been its buyer ever since. The trade has done little for the 2,700 people of the village. Most houses are made of mud, as is Barrientos's, and don't have plumbing. Older residents remain subsistence farmers, while the younger people either move to cities or work in the unregulated and often dangerous gold mines that dot the region. There are now about 200,000 vicuñas in Peru, close to half of the world's population. The increased supply seems to have increased demand, and Loro Piana's prices keep rising. The rate paid to the people of Lucanas for raw fiber, however, has fallen 36% in the past decade. In 2018, a government-commissioned study found that 80% of those living in the town said they hadn't benefited from the community's participation in the trade. The vicuña has not helped any community escape poverty, says Omar Siguas, the researcher at Peru's National University of Huancavelica, who led the study. Loro Piana disputes that conclusion. Since it arrived in Peru in the 80s, Loro Piana has been committed to upholding the highest standards of ethical and responsible business practices, the company said in a statement. Loro Piana represents a key economic support locally, protecting and fortifying the demand and the value of the vicuña fiber, regardless of market dynamics. Peru's Wildlife and Forestry Agency, known as SERFOR, said in written answers to questions that the vicuña trade does not improve the quality of life of peasant community members. Some communities, the agency added, derive more income from tourist activities surrounding vicuña shearing than from the sale of the most expensive natural fiber on Earth. Serfor officials have in the past said it's a priority to find ways for Andean communities to sell value-added vicuña products, but no policies to do so have been put in place. Barrientos, for example, has never had an opportunity to make a vicuña garment. She's never even seen one. The vicuña is one of four South American camelids. A domesticated vicuña is known as an alpaca, a separate, fluffier species that can grow seemingly unlimited amounts of fiber and can even die, smothered by the weight of its coat, if not sheared regularly. Alpaca fiber is fine, but not as fine as that of its wild counterpart. The guanaco is a more muscular, wild species with coarse hair. A domesticated guanaco is a llama. Its fiber is also used, but it's rough, making it relatively undesirable and cheap. Loro Piana calls vicuña the fiber of the gods, but vicuña's fame is more closely associated with royalty. Philip II, a 16th-century king of Spain, reportedly had linens made out of vicuña, as did the Inca, as the head of the Inca Empire was known. Vicuña wool, because it was so esteemed for its fineness, was all for the Inca, who then ordered it delivered to his royal-blooded relatives. The historian Inca Garcilaso de la Vega wrote in 1609, "Others could not wear that wool under penalty of death." What remains in place in Lucanas today is a stark sense of who can wear vicuña and who cannot. "I've never had a vicuña garment," Barrientos says, "because they are banned." Papia Sosaya, a Lucanas resident who specializes in holding vicuñas during shearing, says that, "As a Lucanino, as a Peruvian, I would love to wear a garment made of vicuña wool, but it is totally banned." It isn't, in fact, banned, but the perception persists, perhaps because Lucanas' role in the trade is so strictly limited. The community's leaders say they lack the resources to buy the machinery necessary to weave vicuña, a notoriously tricky fiber to spin into yarn because of its short length and small diameter. Vicuña has a diameter of less than 13 microns versus 15 microns for fine cashmere. Without that specialized technology, communities such as Lucanas are unable to move up the supply chain. When vicuñas were placed under protection in 1969, a majority of the Peruvians who shared territory with the animals were illiterate Quechua speakers. The poverty rate in the mountains exceeded 80%. Most people were subsistence farmers. While Peru has made significant economic strides since, the Andean regions remain the poorest in the country. In 2018, when Peru last calculated detailed poverty rates, 41% of the population of the village of Lucanas and the surrounding district was poor, meaning an individual lived on less than $91 a month. Peru's vicuña population, having fallen to about 10,000, recovered in the 1980s, at a time when the country's southern Andes were terrorized by a bloody war between government forces and Maoist insurgents known as the Shining Path. Around 70,000 people died in the conflict, the vast majority of them indigenous citizens. The head of the Shining Path was captured in 1992, which ended the fighting and helped enable Peru's government, then led by President Alberto Fujimori, to allow vicuña fiber sales to restart. The government put out feelers for international interest, the prize being a monopoly on the vicuña market for the next decade. Loro Piana won as the main investor in a three-part conglomerate. In 1994, the first legal shearing of vicuñas in decades was done in Lucanas, with Fujimori in attendance. The next year, Peru granted indigenous communities the exclusive right to shear and sell vicuña fiber, as long as the animals were found within their territories. Loro Piana and others would have to enter into commercial agreements with communities to access the vicuña. For a while.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
On September 24th, 2000, as his government collapsed from graft allegations, Fujimori issued a decree giving companies the same rights as peasant communities to shear vicuñas found on their property. Now, companies could buy land in the Andes and shear the animals there. Records show that Alfonso Martinez, head of the government office created to regulate the new vicuña market, pushed for the change behind the scenes, writing in one memo that it was indispensable. Soon after Fujimori's decree, Martinez left the government and set up a company that worked as an intermediary between indigenous communities and corporate buyers. In 2007, Lauro Piana hired him as chief executive officer of its Peruvian operation. Martinez, who died in 2019, got to work turning Fujimori's decree into practice. Property records show that Lauro Piana bought 4,942 acres of barren land near Lucanas for $160,000. The company's application for a vicuña shearing permit gives a sense of its goals. Lauro Piana proposed creating a 7.8-mile-long fence around its property, which would ensure that vicuñas wouldn't leave and get sheared by somebody else. The fence would also ensure that the animals reproduced at a maximum rate, enabling the population to grow by as much as 50% a year. The company's application listed some disadvantages, including the loss of genetic diversity and lower life expectancy. The fence, which formally places vicuñas in semi-captivity, is controversial. Wildlife experts say it goes against the principle that vicuñas are wild animals, even if their cage is ample. Lauro Piana's application to shear the vicuñas on its land was approved in 2010. The area had few of the animals, but the government agreed to supply some, making Lauro Piana the first company to be able to shear vicuñas without paying indigenous communities for the fiber. As the vicuña population at Lauro Piana's property grew, fiber prices in Lucanas fell from $420 per kilo in 2012 to $330 in 2022. According to Roberto Carlos Sarmiento, the Lucanas community president, the contract for 2023 established a price of $280. In the early 2000s, Pierluigi Lauro Piana, one of the two brothers then leading the company, had appeared committed to paying a higher price. "If one year I say, I have too much wool and I don't buy from you this year, everything would fall apart for them. So we support them by buying constantly at around $400 per kilo," he told the Telegraph. "If you never try to cheat them, you get a lot of advantages and privileges." The brothers sold their company to LVMH in 2013, becoming billionaires in the process. Capturing vicuñas for shearing is a laborious process steeped in history. The most recent roundup in Lucanas was in June, on a clear day under a blazing sun. Barrientos, Sosaya, and other residents walked for miles on the high plain to gather vicuñas and drive them toward a central corral. Peruvian peasant communities have an elected president who can decide how to use and redistribute community resources. In Lucanas, the rule is that community members must work for free in the roundup, while outsiders can be paid, usually about $20 a day. Barrientos says she resents the lack of payment, but she also greatly enjoys experiencing how fast and agile the vicuñas are, how different from her usual herd of sheep. "When I see a vicuña, I feel happy, happy. It moves swiftly. It runs fast and far. You can't catch up to it," she says. "They say that when I was born, my parents rubbed my little feet and hands against a vicuña so that I could run like one." To capture vicuñas, Peruvians partake in a ritual called the chacu, a Quechua word that's been used by Spanish chroniclers since the 16th century to describe how Incas would catch, shear, and release the animals. The basics of the chacu have barely changed since. They encircle a huge area of countryside until they come together from all sides, wrote José de Acosta in a book published in 1590. They tend to shear these animals, and from their wool they make covers or blankets that are very regarded. Garcilaso de la Vega noted that the shearing was done every 4 years, leaving 3 years in between, because the Indians say in this amount of time the vicuña wool grows all it can grow. Nowadays, vicuñas are captured once a year and sheared every two. A consequence of the faster turnaround is that the average weight of wool sheared per animal has fallen over time. It's now about 150 grams per animal, down from 250 grams in 1994. Vicuñas have golden and white fur, but only the golden fibers are usually sheared. Vicuña garments are often sold in this original color without being dyed. At the 2023 Chaco, a set of fit young people started running to push the vicuñas in one direction. Another group of people that included Barrientos held a rope tied with plastic flags. Steadily, the two groups converged. For the first 3 miles, there were virtually no vicuñas to be seen. But as they pressed into a smaller and smaller space, the animals had no choice but to gather. Eventually, hundreds of them walked into an enclosure. Those whose wool was too short to be shorn were released. The shearers needed 2 days to get through the rest of them, meaning some of the vicuñas remained caged overnight without food or water. Adult vicuñas weigh up to 110 pounds, and holding them is a two-person job. People like Sosaya walked into the cage and grabbed vicuñas, laying them on their sides and restricting their legs. Other people held the animals' necks. Vicuñas are afraid of humans and will often kick and bite. Sosaya and his group took shots of a local liquor called cañazo before going in. Grabbing vicuñas is a task not often done sober. "These animals are really very savage. They don't trust anything," Sosaya said. "To grab the vicuñas, the first person goes toward the head and grabs it, and I go toward the tail, and I go under it and hold the tail and the legs. Why? So that it's not kicking around or hitting another vicuña, or maybe one of us." After shearing, the buzzed vicuñas were simply flipped so they could land on their feet. They looked around, flinched at the nearby humans, and ran off. In a year, they'll be captured again.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.